This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The halachic topic we're discussing tonight is honoring an older brother. And of course, it's connected to this week's Parsha, because Parshas Yisro has the Aseres HaDibros, and in at number 5 is Kabed Es Avicho VeEsimecho. The Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, learns out from here that there is an obligation to honor the older brother. The Gemara says, if you've got the handout, it's the second box. Ton Rabbonon, if you're listening online, you want to get the handout, j.golper@gmail.com. Ton Rabbonon, B'shas Petiroso Shel Rebbe. When Rebbe was about to die, he was taking leave of this world. Omar Lebona Nitzorich. He requested to see his children. Nichlus Ubonov Etzle. They came in. Omalohem, his horu bichvoid imchem. His message to them, amongst other things, was take care of the honor of your mother. And the Gemara is troubled by that. The Gemara says, well, isn't that obvious? The Gemara says, Doraisahi, it's a biblical obligation. It's this week's Parsha. So isn't it obvious that one has, he's warning his children to take care of kibud aim? So the Gemara answers, Eishes avhava, that this wife, this mother that he's referring to is actually their stepmother. Rebbe's wife must have passed away or whatever, and he remarried. And therefore he told his children to take care of the honor of their mother, i.e. their stepmother. Says the Gemara, well, still not, that still doesn't work, because Eishes av nami deraisidi, the obligation to honor a stepmother is also from the Torah, because it says in the Braisa, Kabeid es avicho ve'esimecho, what is the word es coming to tell me? Es is a ribui. So es avicho is l'rabbis, is coming to teach me, zu eshes avicho. It's referring to the wife of the father, i.e. the stepmother. Ve'es imecho, it says Kabeid es avicho ve'es imecho, the es imecho is coming to teach me ba'al imecho, the husband of the mother, i.e. the stepfather. So therefore, and sorry, and then one more thing involved is Yisera Rab Sechicha God. Therefore, the Bryson says clearly that there is an obligation anyway to honor a stepmother. So why is Rebbe telling his children this? So the Gemara answers, Hani Milimechaim. That obligation to honor the stepparent is only whilst the biological parent is still alive. Whilst Rebbe is still alive, the children have an obligation to honor their stepmother, Rebbe's wife. But after Lacha Misa, after Rebbe has died, there is no obligation. And therefore, Rebbe tells his children still, even after he passes away, they should honor their stepmother. But what's interesting, you see from here, the Vav Yaseira, Kabeid Es Avicha Ve Es Imecho, the Vav Yaseira is L'Rabbis Sachicha Hagadu. Now, the question is, what is the status of this mitzvah? Is it Deraisa? Is it Drabonam? So the Rambam says, interestingly, the Lashon is Chayev Odom, next box, Chayev Odom Lechabed is Eishes Aviv, Alpha Pisha Eina Imo, a person is obligated to honor their stepmother, even though it's not their biological mother, Kolzman She'oviv Kayim, She'ezeh Bichlal Kibud Aviv, that's included in Kibud Aviv, like we've seen from this Gemara. And then it continues in the next line, Umidivrei Sofrim, She'yodim Chayev Bichweid Ochiv HaGadol K'kovet Aviv. And there is an obligation to honor the oldest brother, like a parent, like a person honors his parents. Now, the telling language of the Rambam is Medivrei Sofrim. Now, Medivrei Sofrim normally means the Drabonon. However, the Radvaz and the Minchas Chinuch both say that the Parshat reading of the Gemara that I just mentioned, the Gemara in Ksubas, is that it is a Deraisa. After all, it's derived from a Pasuk, from the Vav, and therefore it is a Deraisa. And indeed, that's how they interpret this Rambam. And they say that's his normal expression, because it's not explicit in the Torah, it's derived from the Vav, and therefore he calls it Divrei Sofrim. There are other Mefarshim who say that it's a Drabonon, I've mentioned here, the Meiri, also the Torah Tamima, but the basic understanding is that this mitzvah to honor the oldest brother is Deraisa. Now, the question is why? What is the nature of this obligation? So it comes out there is an interesting machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban, and this is in his Hasogus on the Rambam of Sefer HaMitzvahs and Shoresh Beis, the Ramban says that the obligation to honor the oldest brother is an extension of Kibud Av Ve'Em. If you take a look towards the end of that extract, the Fishehu Gnai Lohem Shiz Bazul Tol Doison, it's considered disparaging. It's a gnai, it's disrespectful for the parents that the children shouldn't honor each other, and certainly the oldest brother. Vehimitzdarim b'zeh, who calls the parents agmas nefesh. V'omina kol anoshim liyaser b'nehem linhog kovod b'gdolehem. And therefore, the way of the world is we want a family structure. We want the younger children to respect the older children, and that will give cover to the parents. So the Ramban understands that the nature of the mitzvah of honoring the oldest brother is an extension of kibud av ve'im. The Rambam seems to say that it's an independent obligation. And the rise from the Rambam I just mentioned to you, he talks about that the honor due to a step-parent, and that is only during the lifetime of the biological parents. Masha Inke, when he talks about the honor due to the Achiv HaGadol, he makes no mention of the fact that it's connected to the lifetime of the parents, which would imply that it's an independent obligation. And that's how the Mefarshim explain the Rambam. Now, the interesting part of the Shir is, what are the nafkaminas? What are the practical differences between the Ramban, who says that honoring an oldest brother is an extension of Kibud Av Ve'im, and the Rambam, who says it's an independent obligation? And there are many nafkaminas, and the truth is you could argue whether they are or are not nafkaminas. That's an interesting debate. But let me present to you some of the nafkaminas. One nafkamina is after the parent's death. Now, the Piskei Tshuva, and again, it's on the sheet there in paragraph 4a, he mentions this, and the rationale is this. You see, after a parent passes away, there isn't normative kibud av ve'im. Regular kibud av ve'im is ma'achiloi, malbishoi, moitziyoi, machnisoi, that you clothe them, you give them lifts, you give them food. That's regular kibbutz, and moira is reverence and respect, and not sitting in their place, not contradicting them, etc., etc. That is obviously only possible, really, in their lifetime. Of course, the Gemara in Kiddushin does say that it continues lachamisa. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the biggest form of kibbutz aveim after a parent passes away is to live a life of Torah mitzvahs, which gives the parents nachas. But the classic kibbutz aveim is in the lifetime of the parents. And therefore, according to the Ramban, that once the parents pass away, the respect due to the oldest brother lapses because it's an extension of that and there is no chiyuv of kibud av ve'im anymore. Masha Inken, in contrast, the Rambam says that it's an independent obligation that will continue separately to whether the parents are alive or not and whether there is a mitzvah of kibud av ve'im for them. Another example of a nafkamina would be mechila. If parents want to be meichel, they want to forego the honor that is due to them, and can they forego the honor due to the oldest brother? So if it's an extension of kibud av ve'im, then they can. And if, according to the Rambam, it's an independent, separate obligation, then according to the Rambam, the parents can't be meichel that kavod. Another nafkamina would be other forms of honor. In other words, what if it's an extension of kibud av ve'im, or is it an independent obligation? According to the Rambam, who says it's an independent obligation, then presumably all forms of honor, although the post can say calling the brother by the first name is okay, but other forms of honor should be applicable. For example, standing up when they walk in the room, they can be meichel, but that is what is an honor that is due to them. But according to the Ramban, who says it's an extension of kibud av ve'im, parents don't want the oldest child to have exactly the same status as them. So therefore, there needs to be some sort of difference between them. So therefore, that could be another nafkamina. Now, the big nafkamina, perhaps, the one most spoken about, is the oldest sister or older siblings. In other words, the Gemara talks about Achiv HaGadol, the oldest brother. But what about the oldest sister? And what about older siblings? So, again, this could be a nafkamina between them. According to the Rambam, who says it's an independent chiyuv to honor the oldest brother, well, perhaps that's only the oldest brother, and it's unique to him because perhaps he is memale mokum aviv, he sort of steps into the father's shoes, he is the new patriarch of the family. If the father goes away for a Shabbos, he would be the one making kiddush and hamoitzi. So he sort of steps in, plus there's a pishnayim in Hilchas Nachala, in inheritance. That is also recognized. But according to the Ramban, who says that it's an extension of kibud av ve'im, then it gives the parents nachas that there is a family structure, there's a hierarchy, and therefore you could say that there would be an obligation to honor the oldest sister, according to the Ramban. And in fact, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Ula would honor his oldest sister, and some say because it's due to this obligation. Others say it's not because of this obligation, rather it's just sort of basic derech eretz. In fact, the Medrash in Parshas Vayetze says that Rachel was punished for speaking before Leah, which of course would imply that there is an obligation to honor an oldest sister. What about other siblings? Well, again, the Rambam, who says that this whole mitzvah is an independent obligation, that perhaps, therefore, is limited to the oldest brother, because he is Male Mokum Aviv, he steps into his father's shoes, he gets Pishnaim, etc., and therefore there would be no obligation to honor the older brothers. Mashenkin, the Rambam, says again that it gives nachas to the parents. There is a family structure, there is respect for the elders, and therefore it would include the older siblings. The Medrash in Parshas Vayechi says that Yisachar and Zevulun didn't speak before Shimon and Levi. Interestingly. Now, there are other nafkaminas as well. The list is very long. And again, you can debate whether they are or aren't nafkaminas. For example, uncles and aunts. So again, according to the Ramban, perhaps this is an extension. This would give nachas to the parents, and they would want that. But if it's an independent obligation to honor the oldest brother, then perhaps not, and another nafkamin would be if the father is a Rasha. If the father is a Rasha, again, that needs a lot of discussion, what exactly that means. It's a difficult topic. But according to the Ramban, if the mitzvah of Kibud Ochiv HaGadol is an extension of Kibud Aveim, so then if there's no mitzvah of Kibud Aveim in this situation because the parents, the father, whatever, are Rashaim, then maybe there wouldn't be a mitzvah to honor the oldest brother. But according to the Rambam, who says it's a mitzvah which is independent, then maybe they would. So what is the halacha? The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yeridah, in Reish Mem Sif Chof Beis, Chayev Adam Bechavad Achiv HaGadol, a person is obligated to honor his oldest brother, Bein Shu Achiv Me'ovi, Bein Shu Achiv Me'imai, whether it's paternal or maternal, even if the younger brother is a Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Batorin is greater in Torah than the oldest brother, Yosef and HaGadol, there is still an obligation to honor the oldest brother. However, so that would seem to suggest that it's only the oldest brother. But furthermore, the Pisrei Tshuva, quoting the Shvus Yaakov, says there is no obligation for the oldest sister. However, in the Sefer, which deals with Kibbutz Ve'en by Rav Moshe Liba, he quotes contemporary poskim, the Belyashev, Ben Tzia Abishol, who both say that one should be stringent and honor older brothers and indeed sisters. This could be a shayla of deraisa. It's derived from the pasuk Kabedes Avicha Ve'es Imecha, and even if it's a drabonon. The majority of poskim, he says, seem to say that there should be an obligation to honor older brothers and older sisters. So there we have it, an interesting discussion, interesting debate. Just to summarize briefly, that the connection to this week's parsha is Kabed Zavicha Vesimecha, and the Gemara Dashan's Kabed S is Lerabus Eshes of the stepmother, the Esimecha to include the stepfather, and the Ves is Lerabus Achicha HaGadol. The status is a machlokus, but most posts can say it's a deraisa. And even though the Rambam says midivrei sofrim, still they interpret that to mean that the Rambam does actually mean that it's a deraisa. What is the nature of the obligation? So again, it's a debate between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban says it's an extension of Kibud Aveim. The Rambam says that it's an independent obligation. And therefore, there are many, many nafkaminas that emerge between the Rambam and the Ramban. The halacha seems to be that although the Shulchan Aruch says it's limited to the eldest brother, contemporary poskim seem to say that it's advisable one should try and be stringent and give respect to older brothers and older sisters. Either way, it would certainly give nachas, the greatest nachas for parents to see siblings, their children, all get on with each other. And even if there may not be an absolute obligation, it's certainly a commendable thing to do.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.